Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, June 13th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were July corn up 12 cents, July beans up 11 cents, and July wheat up about 3.5 cents. Currently, we've got the U.S. dollar up over a full penny. We've got crude oil down 67, gold's up 14, silver's up 4 cents here. Higher overnight, over the weekend, they took a lot of the rain out, but the best I can see is Tuesday and Wednesday, virtually 100% of the Midwest is going to get some rain out here. So I'm not sure why we were higher overnight, except that they're talking in the second week, not this week, but next week, that the heat's going to build and we're going to see hot, dry weather. I suppose if that's true and you believe a long-term forecast, then higher prices are warranted out here. I'm not sure I believe it. You've got Informa coming out at 10:30 this morning. I can't imagine they're not going to add 1.5 to 2 million acres of beans out here. November beans did make a new high overnight, but July corn and July beans failed to make a new high. But we could certainly do that here this morning. We're not that far away. The market's still trying to digest the report. Again, if you believe that we're going to have two more acres of beans in decent weather, these prices are too high. If you think we're going to have less than 2 million acres added and the weather's going to be hot and dry, then prices are going higher. All I know is that we've got December corn out here at $4.44, November beans pushing $12. 3 months ago, we were talking about a farm crisis, and now we've got profitability. And in my opinion, you guys need to be protecting it out here. Buy some kind of short-dated put to get through the summer. Do something, but don't let this opportunity evaporate. If we get rains next week, this thing's over for the next several weeks, and it could be a big drop down. Funds are long close to 250,000 contracts of beans. Right now they're long 200,000 corn. Yeah, they can buy a lot more corn if they want to, but I think they're getting pretty loaded up here. We did sell 115,000 metric tons of old crop beans to China, but again, I am very skeptical with the dollar as strong as it is, crude oil down, whether we're going to be able to maintain these higher prices here today. If anybody changes the weather forecast, this thing will drop like a rock. And again, I think if we do see good rains over the next 2 days, I think we're going to be in a situation where the crops are going to be looking great. Crop progress tonight should show the crops in great shape. So, I find this rally, particularly in corn, to be a little bit surprising, frankly. But we'll see where we go. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.